It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Yes, it is a freaky Fraxis Friday in Laughlin on July 26th. This is Larry Tuneforce in the studio. It's Speak Out 2.0 every day, weekday from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. And with us for the first half hour is Diana Morrison. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you know who this is?
I have no idea.
You don't?
No.
Well, if I told you it was Fab Four Friday, would you know?
No, uh-uh.
I got to quit bringing these kids in. If I told you this was John, Paul, George, and Ringo, would you know?
Yeah, the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I got that.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, if I listened to it a little while longer, I would have picked it up.
Oh,
I know
sure.
The voices.
Oh, good. Well,
yeah.
No, you didn't this time.
Yeah. You were playing the music part. That's not my
favorite. Oh, I see. Okay. Well. All right. So you've moved.
We have. We have a brand new location.
Yeah.
Exciting.
And you got all new offices the way you want them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were able to build it out exactly the way we wanted it.
Good.
Yeah.
So you've got room to grow?
Yes. Yeah, we've got a couple extra offices. I don't know how much bigger we can grow and still, we're max capacity right now with what we've got, so we're very busy.
And your time as far as being the expert, you've only got so much time in a day to be able to meet with people.
Yeah, so, but Amanda in my office, she just passed her exam for legal document preparation in April.
Oh, good.
And she just became certified this past Monday.
Oh, good.
So now there's two of us.
So now she can do more.
Yes, thank goodness.
She can't do everything you do.
Yeah, well, and she was already maxed out with her half, you know, answering the phones and booking the appointments and greeting people coming to the office. So now with the legal document preparation, she's super maxed out, so okay. It won't be too long before we need to bring someone else on board.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a headache you want to have.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I joked at the last BBB meeting that now I'm partially retired. I'm only going to work 5 days a week.
What's BBB? Tell everybody.
Yeah, BBB is the Bullhead Business Builders.
Right, you're mm-hmm. a part of that.
I am. Mm-hmm.
With who else?
Oh, goodness. We've got Firehouse and JP's just
right.
joined. We've got John Hassett from Desert Lawn Funeral Home.
Right.
We've got Maria Pinecker from Living Waters Hospice, Sue Ergens from Ergens Law Office. We've got Clay from Totally Awesome Printing,
right.
Steve Little from Little's Tire and Auto, Nathan Jacquard from the mortgaging company. We've got Chris McDaniel who's a realtor. We've got a lot of awesome people in the group.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. And you guys hosted a mixer a couple months ago.
We did, yeah. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
That was a good theme.
It was. It was really fun.
You knew nothing about baseball, but you decorated your
mm-hmm.
table.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I just held on to Maria Pinecker's coattails, and I ripped that one right to the end.
Well, that's what it takes. You know, when you don't know, you grab somebody who knows.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We were the Milwaukee Brewers.
So you've told the BBB you're down to 5 days a week now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Down to 5 days a week.
So have you started working on that job title for that new person?
Amanda? Well, she's certified legal document preparer now.
I mean, the new one you're going to hire.
Oh, new. Okay, yeah, so they'll just be reception. They'll be our receptionist and administrative assistant. So,
okay.
Hey, if anybody's looking for a job, send over your resume.
Yeah, now's the time, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Get it in early. So what's the new location address?
Yeah, we are 4168 Highway 95,
okay.
Suite 103. We're in Fort Mojave, just to the left of Young Scholars Academy, in right. the same plaza as the Board of Supervisors, Baby Meets World, and American Family.
Right.
So we're off the frontage road, but our address is Highway 95.
So we now face that the building highway. Is full with the four of you, right?
Completely full.
Good,
mm-hmm.
good. I'm sure Bob Schwartzman's happy for that.
I bet he is. Yeah, yeah, him and Stacy. They're fantastic.
Yes.
They're absolutely fantastic.
You know, Stacy grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met Stacy, she was 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not 6 anymore.
No, no, no. She's like 46.
Oh, if you're listening, Stacy, he didn't say that.
Yeah, yeah. She's listening online. So by the time she hears it, I'll be sound asleep. So you're in that building, and mm-hmm. then you've got new offices.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your service, because I could find the picture, but I took a picture of your window a couple of weeks ago when mm-hmm. I was there to see American Family.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all your services listed on the window right up front.
Yeah, not even all of our services. So we, my office is a lot of estate planning. We do tons of estate planning. So trusts, wills, powers of attorney, either financial or health. We do beneficiary deeds. Any type of estate planning document you can imagine, we do it. We also do family law. That's a large portion of my office as well.
Oh, okay.
So divorces, custody, paternity, child support, spousal maintenance, severance of parental rights.
But you do those type of things when they've pretty much agreed on everything?
We do it both ways. So whether they agree or whether it's contested, we can prepare legal documents for those types of matters. We now do Arizona Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Our bankruptcies are only $200. That's unheard of in this area. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, uh-huh. So we're able to do that. We do simple deeds. So we do warranty deeds. We do quitclaim deeds. We do deeds of release and reconveyance. We do evictions for landlords. We do orders.
Don't tell my wife that.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah.
We do orders of protection. I mean, any type of legal document that you can imagine, we probably do it, with the exception of civil litigation. We don't do any civil litigation.
Okay.
And it's important to remember that we're document preparers. We're not attorneys, so right. we can't give any type of legal advice, and we're not going to court.
Right.
But we do prepare legal documents, and we're able to give general factual information about cases that we handle.
Now, how long was your class? When you went to, when you decided to become a paralegal,
mm-hmm.
how long was your course that you went to?
Well, so you can do work experience, or you can do you can go to school for it. So Amanda in my office, she did go to school for it. She has her paralegal degree. I was already working as a paralegal for 9 years, so that qualified me to be able to move forward to get my license, and I did that. So a little bit of both.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that you've got your new office, are you seeing more traffic because you've got four neighbors compared to like where you were? You had some neighbors there, but you were off the beaten path.
We were a little bit, yeah. So we've only been there for about 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks we had horrible problems with our phone and internet, where we were down, yeah, almost completely down. So once that sorted itself out and we were back up and running, then yes, I have seen a lot more being sent into the office that said, we just saw you driving by.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, we were kind of already at max capacity. So do I see more? Yes, a little bit, but we're already at the ceiling.
So you're not advertising right now because you don't want people to come in and do your business.
Yeah, so we advertise a little bit. We advertise in Desert Deals and our town, but not more than that. We get
you sponsor this show.
We did, yeah, yeah, we did. It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
And on to the next topic. Yeah, so I try to keep my advertising minimal. Most of our clientele comes from word of mouth or other attorneys and companies in the area who refer to our services. That's where most of my business comes from.
And the attorneys will refer to you when they've got somebody that's just looking for legal documents. And
yeah, so if someone is
need an attorney.
Yeah, if someone is just looking for legal document preparation and doesn't want somebody to represent them in court, they will send them to me. I have some attorneys in town who will refer to me if it's a service that they don't handle. So, for example, a lot of attorneys don't handle bankruptcy; they'll send them over to me. And also, if they have the lower income clients come in, they cannot afford an attorney. There's no way they're going to be able to come up with the money, and they don't need an attorney really. They'll send them to me for legal document preparation instead.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then you just prepare the documents. Do you send them back to an attorney, or you give them to the customer and they do with them what they want?
So we're a full-service office. Not only do we prepare the documents, we notarize the documents, we make the copies of the documents for the client, we file them with the court, we put them out for service with a process server. So we offer the full service.
Okay.
There are some clients who don't want that, or if it's estate planning documents and they're not getting filed and served, then we just hand them off to the client. But in certain circumstances, it turns into a hotly contested matter. matter and they do need legal advice, then we will refer them back to an attorney.
And you supply the attorney with everything?
Yeah, well, we have a network of attorneys that we refer to here in the area for different types of services.
Okay.
So we'll just refer them the best one that we can think of for their specific situation.
And then would you help that attorney with the paperwork that you've already prepared?
No. I have attorneys that I work for as a paralegal where I help them on the back end with some documents that they need prepared, or I've assisted attorneys that have new staff coming in and need that staff member trained for whatever type of preparation they're going to be going into. But I do not normally send a client to an attorney and then help that attorney with the documents.
So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But if you've already prepared the documents for mm-hmm. the, and then it got contested or whatever, mm-hmm. and now he's going to an attorney, he's mm-hmm. going to take your documents with him?
Correct, because they've already been filed.
They've already been filed with mm-hmm. the court.
Yeah, okay. And they'll just go off of those.
Right. That's what I was looking for, is those documents go with them.
Oh, yeah.
Go
uh-huh.
with the person,
yep.
you know, the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take them to the attorney, and then they pick it up from there.
Yep.
And then they try and resolve it.
Exactly.
And
to the best they can.
He pays a lot more now.
That's for sure, yeah. And sometimes it's needed, you know. Sometimes yeah. people need legal advice. And, you know, what should I do in this situation or what can I do? And we're not able to provide that.
Right. So you don't give them any advice whatsoever?
No, we're able to provide general factual information so I can direct them to the applicable law, or I can, you know, explain how the process works as a whole, but I can't
right.
give any advice about someone's specific situation.
Right. You can't say, well, here's what you should do or mm-hmm. you shouldn't do, or if your spouse does this and you do that or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Right. Not yeah. able to do that.
So you got, I bet you get a lot of clients asking for that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, you can tell me.
Yeah, I know that you yeah. know. That's what they say all the time. I know you know the answer. And, you know, I tell them, it's my license. My license is
yeah.
worth more than gold to me, so
yeah,
I got to keep it.
Because you can't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. And there's some new legislation that's coming out because the access to justice, you know, legal document preparation was put into place because there are people who cannot afford attorneys.
Right.
And they were at a huge disadvantage because they couldn't hire an attorney. So that's where legal document preparers came in, able to help people prepare legal documents that they don't need an attorney for.
Right.
And now Arizona is trying to get kind of a medium that's in between legal document preparation and attorneys. They're in the very beginning stages of it. They're not sure what they're going to call
okay.
it. Washington, I think it's Washington, has already enacted, it's called a limited license legal technician, LLLT.
Wow.
Yeah, so they are licensed in specific areas of the law and able to give legal advice, prepare documents, and even in some cases represent the clients in court
oh, wow.
on specific areas. So you would get certified in family law or get certified in estate planning, for example.
See,
and they're
you,
looking to bring that to Arizona.
If you got to do that, you wouldn't be wearing jeans today.
Hey, maybe I would. It's Friday.
In court?
Casual Friday. No,
no
not in court.
You couldn't go in a court.
No, I have more respect for the judicial
yeah,
system
I was gonna
than that.
Say,
yeah.
Hey.
No, this is not court hair.
Yeah.
This is Radio Friday hair.
This is Radio Friday hair.
Yeah.
Preparing for the weekend hair.
Yeah, getting ready.
There you go. So now we hit the river this weekend?
No, I got work to do.
Really?
Yeah.
So you lied when you said you're down to 5 days
well,
a week.
Well, 5 days a week, moving into 5 days a week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, moving into 5 days a week.
So
that's
you'll
my
be
goal.
In the office tomorrow?
Well, at home. I have a home office.
Oh, okay.
I've got fully equipped to work all weekend.
And you can everything pairs from your office to
mm-hmm.
your house?
Yep. Uh-huh. We're in the cloud, you know, whatever that means.
All you know is it works.
It works, yeah.
Yeah, it provides you service and you can do it from home.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And
exciting
dog,
for my clients.
Then
lots
your dog doesn't have to go to work.
Yeah. Huh? She just lays right next to me and watches me work away. And we play fetch while I'm working on legal documents. It works.
That works. Okay. All right. What are we missing?
What are we missing? Oh, you know, this is my third time on the show. Third
okay.
time's the charm, right?
Yeah.
So I want to offer a... I don't know, a coupon, I guess you'd call it. An e-coupon?
A radio coupon.
A radio coupon, yeah.
Okay.
20% off of our services, excluding costs. We'll take it out to the end of August, so August, the
oh, okay.
last day in August.
Wow.
Have to mention the radio show whenever you're booking it.
Right.
But, yeah, I wanted to offer a little something to your listeners. This is our third time on, so I feel like it's fair.
Okay.
So 20% off of our services
good.
Until the end of August. Just
right.
mention the that you heard us on the radio whenever you call
well,
to book
have
the
to
consultation.
Mention it, because that's where they heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they've just come in and expected it. I don't know.
Don't I get 20%?
Yeah, I thought.
Did you hear it? Oh, I had a dream last night. Yeah. I thought I dreamt it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, I'd just come in and ask for 20%.
Yeah, off. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Sometimes all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Are you looking for new and better equipment? Horizon Community Bank provides competitive rates for equipment leasing and loans. This gives business owners the advantage of delivering products and services to clients faster and more effectively. HCB leasing program allows up to 100% financing, low payments, and protection from rising interest rates. Before you decide, talk to the local business experts who are part of your local community. Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Mojave Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC.
Affordable Hearing Care here. We keep telling you we're affordable. Here's what that means. Our prices are the very lowest anywhere. You've seen a certain price and say, I could do that. Our prices would be less. When you buy from others, you get no service. Our service is included for a lifetime. Financing as low as $25 a month. Trade-ins welcome. Your health, loved ones, friends, you deserve to hear the joys of life. Let us help today. Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, Fort Mojave, 928-753-7060.
Are you enjoying the Colorado River this summer? This is Gina Morga, Marketing Director at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, reminding you to stay safe on the water. Warm Seas Emergency Department has an important message for those of you boating or enjoying personal watercraft. Please be a sober operator. Remember, boats don't break. Stay to the right and keep your distance. As your hometown healthcare team, we hope you have fun on the river, but keep it safe. Don't wreck your weekend.
Now you recognize the voice, right?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay, all right. Hey, it's a Fraxis Friday in Laughlin. This is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and Echo Transmission and Auto Repair behind Hobby Lobby. And we're visiting with Diana Morrison for six more minutes. How's that?
Okay, six more minutes.
Okay.
That sounds good.
She was worried here. She wasn't going to have enough time to talk. So we don't want
I
that.
I don't have too much to say.
Well, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
Now, when you say you want to offer 20% off to our listeners,
right,
that's all your services, but you said except cost?
Yeah, so filing fees, reporting fees, things like that. Those are paid directly to the court or the recorder, so I can't give a discount on those.
Chuck Gertler and see if we can get a discount.
Yeah, I'll let him know.
Say, hey, Chuck, don't you want to go along with this?
Yeah, I just need 20% off.
Hello, Chuck, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. I don't think that'd go over too well.
Yeah, he'll return my text, but I don't know if he return a text that said, we offer 20% off.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, as high up as he is, I don't think he's in charge of the filing fees.
No. And I don't think he can authorize them to be discounted either.
I don't think so either.
But, you know, he might if he could. You know,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, so now, do you see yourself becoming that next step where you can go to court?
I'd have to think about it. You know, I have been a paralegal for 9 years. I went to court with the attorneys that I worked for a lot.
Right.
I like the back end stuff. I like the customer service portion of it, and I like preparing the legal documents, and I like talking with people through their stuff, but I don't know that I'd want to spend my time in court, because that's where the attorneys that I work for, they spend a large amount of time in court,
right,
and you're not able to spend any time with the clients. That's what paralegals are for,
yeah,
and I like that portion, so okay. I don't know that I would, but I have a lot of clients who need help with the smaller hearings that they feel very nervous about going, and even though they're small hearings and they're usually very quick, they get super nervous and they don't know what to do, and they wish that they just had somebody who can go with them, and so I would probably be willing to do stuff like that. that. But I don't want to spend all my time in court.
Right.
No, nobody wants to do that, no. Right? Well, I guess attorneys do. That's why they go to school for it. But.
Yeah, but they go to school for a long time to do that. Mm-hmm. And all the legal jargon and mm-hmm. whatnot. But our judges in our community are pretty solid, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got Gertler and we've got, who else?
We've got Judge Gregory. We've got Judge Jansen. We've got Judge Davis. We've got two Judge Mosses.
Yeah, that's right, we do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We got a lot of judges.
And brothers at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a Moss in Havasu
mm-hmm.
and a Moss in Bullhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the city judge,
mm-hmm.
Pete.
Oh, I don't ask me how to pronounce it. Paceris? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Pete. Yeah,
yeah, Paceris.
Pete is his name.
Good. Yeah, let's just stick with that.
Yeah. I don't know how to say his last name either. And he's come to Kiwanis and spoke, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a hard last name.
The worst part was he came to Kiwanis, I set it up, and then I forgot about it. And all of a sudden, we had two guest speakers, and they went, Larry, this guy said you brought him in. And I went, no, I don't think so. And then he said something during his speech, and I went, oh, yeah, I did. Because he said something that triggered in my mind. Oh, yeah, I remember that conversation
with him. I did invite him. Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of judges. And they just hired another one. Megan McCoy from the prosecutor's office was just appointed commissioner as well. So we've got a ton of cases being filed in Mojave County and not enough judges to cover them.
And Bill Condrey, I think, is doing some pro-Kim stuff, too.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's a local attorney.
Yep.
He used to be a highway patrolman
uh-huh,
in California.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then became an attorney.
Yep. Retired as a sergeant.
Yep.
And now he's an attorney, and now he's a judge pro tem.
Yeah. Woo!
And out of that office that he works, almost everybody who's left there, mm-hmm. left there to become a judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting with her husband,
mm-hmm.
with Chuck.
Yeah, Judge Gertler.
Yeah.
Judge Moss.
Yeah.
And Judge Gregory.
And Judge Moss.
And Judge Moss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just about everybody who's
just
left there.
Just about everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for Jamie Kelly.
Yeah, she just keep changing the sign. Kelly, who and who? Question mark, question
just
mark.
Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't know who's going to work the next week. So they take off and go do their stuff.
They're busy, yeah.
Okay, so repeat your special for those that might have just tuned in at 12:30.
Yeah, so 20% off till the end of August. The last day in August, we'll stop the special on all services, excluding costs.
Right.
At the time of booking the appointment, whenever you call us, just mention that you heard it on the radio, and we'll get you booked in. Phone number is 928-758-5858.
5858.
758-5858.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay for that?
Well, I pay for it every
month. An extra to keep that nice little sequence there?
Like, you mean slip somebody a 100? No.
758-5858.
758-5858.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're at 4168 Highway 95.
Okay.
In Fort Mojave. And, you know, something I forgot to mention, with all of our services that we provide, we also provide notary services.
Okay.
So $10 per notary signature, no appointment required. Stop by during our business hours. We're open 8 to 4, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 2.
The general public was doing something that said you have to have this notarized. Can they stop by and use those notary services for
$10? Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, uh-huh. So, sorry, 8 to 2 on Friday, and then we just close 12 to 1 for lunch. So stop by at any point. The only time you need an appointment for notary is if it requires witnesses. Then we have to set it up a little bit differently.
Oh, okay.
So if it requires witnesses, you need to call and book an appointment. Otherwise, just stop by any time, and we're available to notarize.
Because 9 times out of 10, you're notarizing that person's signature is that person,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to have the person in front of you to be able to notarize.
Yeah, and they get you check their ID. And,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. We had a notary at the fire department, which sure made life easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because often you need stuff, and you just walk in and go, hey, we need this notarized.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people used to go to their bank, but more of the banks are turning towards requiring an appointment for notarization, and it's only during a certain period of time.
Yeah.
And then a lot of banks will not notarize estate planning documents. So if it's a power of attorney or a will, they say that it's a conflict of interest, and they're not able to notarize those documents.
A conflict of interest?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're not getting any money out of it.
Well, I think it just has to do with the fact that it includes bank accounts that they have at their bank. I didn't go into details with them, but they're just not notarizing those documents. I think it's also a liability issue. There is large liability whenever you're notarizing wills and powers of attorney and things like that.
But you're still just notarizing the signature.
But you're also notarizing that they're of sound mind and that they don't appear to be under any undue influence. And with some estate planning documents, they're, you know, we've had to turn people away because we have a concern that they're under undue influence.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Someone's threatening them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That happens.
It happens a lot.
Diana, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Even, you know, at 12:01, that works.
Hey, I got here. Better late than never. That's what they say.
The listeners didn't know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, now they do. Thank you.
So give your phone number one more time.
928-758-5858.
And the address?
4168 Highway 95, Suite 103 in Fort Mojave.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Summer's here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
The dog days of summer are here. White Sheet is celebrating those furry little friends with an informational section of this week's White Sheet. Get the doggone facts on caring for your BFF. Find the best way to pick out a vet, training, pet insurance, and why not add to your family and adopt one of these little guys, giving them a true dog's life. Portion of the proceeds in this week's special Hot Summer's Cool Dog section of the White Sheet will be donated to the Western Arizona Humane Society. Your tail's gonna wag with this week's White Sheet.
Hi, I'm Marion Platt. Welcome to Heartbeat. Said the car behind me. It spoke loudly and impatiently. Okay, so the car didn't actually speak. In my city, driving seems to bring us all to the edge of our sanity. At the next light, the same car appeared in front of me. I, being the essence of patience, am sad to report that I repaid his earlier beep with a long and loud beep of my own. The driver waved, and then turned and smiled before he drove away. I returned the smile. Patience is often described as a virtue. The Bible teaches that God is patient with us. The next time you're driving, remember me. Think patience, be patient, and do not do likewise. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. The program every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and Echo Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. Now in the studio, in the hot seat, is Jeff from Mojave Marketplace, and now you got a new business. How big is your business card?
It's normal size.
Oh, okay. And now, Mojave Power Sports.
That's correct.
That's brand new.
Yes.
I mean, you open like Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what is Mojave Power Sports, and where?
Mojave Power Sports is a 43,000 square foot one-stop shop just east of 95 on Joy Lane.
Okay.
In the old Jenner's building.
Oh, okay. All right. No more furniture.
No more furniture. We do automotive, diesel repair, marine repair, off-road repair.
Okay. So, boats, personal watercraft, cars, trucks, and then diesel.
Yep.
Diesel's kind of hard, isn't it?
For somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, yes.
I guess if that's what your specialty is, then you know how to take care of a diesel, don't you?
Yeah.
What made you guys decide to go from the Mojave Marketplace into this huge place?
It's been a dream of all of ours for a long time, and it's finally coming true.
Wow. So as soon as you heard that Jenner's was going to go out of business, were you starting to put the plans into place?
Yes.
Yeah? Wow.
We were actually in the process of looking for a piece of property to buy the property and build a building on it, and that came available.
Wow. And that is a huge building.
It is.
I mean, you could have all these divisions in there of, you know, water skis over, or jet skis over here, and boats over there, and cars over here, and trucks over here. And are you going to stock parts for all these?
We will, yes.
Okay, because you're just in your infancy. So what else is in on the planning for that whole building?
In the planning later on down the road, it will be full sales.
Oh, okay.
Of off-road, hopefully a couple boat lines.
Oh,
Razor,
wow.
Razor, side-by-sides, Polaris, Can-Am.
Okay. All indoors?
All indoors.
Yeah. Is it tough to cool that building?
It's, yeah.
it's
a little warm.
That's a lot of space.
Yeah.
And it's almost as big as the event center, I think. Yeah. Did you call Anderson and ask if they wanted to sponsor it? You know, that's a huge building there.
Right.
So, and it's metal, so I bet it's a little tough to keep cool.
It's insulated pretty well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good to know. So, what are your hours?
Monday through Friday from 7 to 4.
Okay. No weekends yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're in the plans of Saturday.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we're Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.
So now soon, I mean, we're going to start August next week, but soon people are going to start thinking about putting those watercrafts away. And is there a way to do that? I mean, other than just park it under your...
There is. They do need to be winterized.
Okay.
We will do that. That is a service we offer.
Okay. For boats and for personal watercrafts?
Boats, personal watercrafts, RVs, everything.
Okay. Like with a personal watercraft, is there a cleaning process as you winterize it?
On a personal watercraft, more of a lubrication process.
Oh, okay. All right. To lube them so they're ready, they stay nice and lubed over the winter.
All the seals, wear rings on the impellers, stay moist. And
then come next season, come February or March, do they need to bring them back and say, now let's make it rock for the summer?
Yep. That's when you come in and get your initial service, check impellers, check water pumps, everything.
Okay. So now the winterization of, let's just say, Kawasaki Wave Runner, what's the guy going to spend?
For winterization, probably hour, hour and a half labor, $100-$150.
Oh, okay. So it's not a whole lot of money.
No.
And then when they bring it back in 3 or 4 months, because we don't have a lot of winter here, they bring it back in February or March and say, now I want it ready to take on the river this weekend.
The same ski,
yeah,
to bring it back in is going to be about an hour's worth of labor plus parts.
Okay. So another $100 and whatever parts might be.
Correct.
But you might be able to tell him when you winterize it what parts you might need come... Because you'll be looking at all of them, right?
Come summer, yes.
So you could say, hey, come summer, you're going to need this, 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 this. And at least the guy knows, I say guy, you know, the individual, the salesperson, the customer knows then, okay, come February, I got to buy these things and bring it back and put all this in.
Right, and they have all winter to prepare for that.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing the same for those little UTVs or off?
Yes, we will.
Is UTV the proper name?
UTV, side-by-side.
Side-by-side, okay. So but I always hear UTV, and a lot of people say, what is that? You know, and you go, well, that's a little thing that you drive up the hills and on the mountains and whatnot. But they've become very popular.
They are, especially in this area.
Yeah. I've got a buddy of mine down the street that he's got one. This is an older one. I think it's a 96, 06, maybe it's an 06. And he drives it all the time. Well, one day he had me meet him at a repair shop in Old Bullhead where he was going to drop it off and have it serviced and take him back home and then take him back later. And when I took him back later, the guy told him, he said, look, you've got to quit driving this like a car. You know, you're going to spend $3,000 on this rear end real soon. You got to slow down how you drive this because he's 83, so he takes it everywhere.
Right.
You know, he takes it to the store, he takes it to the bar, he takes it to the, you know, wherever he's got to go, he takes this thing. And this guy was telling him, you know, you're wearing it out. You know, slow down. It's supposed to be for off-road, you know, once a week, once a month, not 7 days a week on the road.
They're definitely not a commuter car, but in an emergency, you can take it to go get groceries.
Yeah, but not on a regular basis.
No.
Yeah. But now and his is just a little two-seater, but now they're building them pretty big, aren't they?
They have four-seaters.
Yeah.
The most popular are the four-seaters.
Are they?
Yeah.
And then they've got them even with tailgates that lift and everything else.
Yep.
So if you've got a ranch or a farm, they're part of your tools.
Right.
You know, you need it to move stuff around and then dump it. I think it's cool that they have a little dump in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them do, not all of them. The sport ones don't.
Yeah.
Just the utility.
Well, the sport ones don't because, yeah. But the utilities, yeah. I see them, even like Home Depot and Lowe's sell them now.
Yeah.
And they've got them out there. And they have the ones that have the dump And they look more like something that you would use on a job site or a ranch or a farm or something like that.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now, cars and trucks. So what are you doing with cars and trucks? Everything?
What do you need done?
Oh, okay.
We can do it.
Mm. So
if we can't do it in-house, we'll sub it out.
Okay. So right now, I guess air conditioning is probably a popular thing that goes out during the summer. And you're starting to stock parts for all these ACs the Freon and everything else?
Have it all in stock.
Oh, good. All right. What's the time frame for a car repair?
Depends on what you get done. That's like a loaded question, really.
Well, I just know a customer's going to ask that same question, you know.
Right.
How long is it going to take you?
Depends on what you're getting done. I mean, if you're coming in to have your AC service, just service, check for leaks, and Freon recharge, you're looking at about an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, okay. All right. But if it's major engine work, it's going to take a few days.
It could.
Okay. So, but if you just want your AC charge, hour and a half, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
There's not too many people out there that would say that and just say, oh, yeah, hour and a half, and we'll have it for you. So brand new, and are you walking back and forth between these two businesses all day long?
We're back and forth quite a bit, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you thought about maybe you guys need some little scooters to get back and forth for you and Dennis?
We were thinking about it.
I'll bet, you know, because that's a little hike.
Yeah? Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah. Well, it's still 116 out there. That's a hefty hike. And you're wearing all black today.
Yeah, it's normal every day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the listeners may know you as the guy who makes their breakfast.
True.
Because you're behind the grill.
Yeah, behind the grill, behind the register, in the office.
Yeah, I mean, you're multi-talented.
Yes.
But lots of times I see you behind the grill, and you're making people's breakfasts for them.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of people that stop there for breakfast, don't you?
A lot. Breakfast is huge.
Yeah, because I know I go in there and to get fuel, and I see these people that are lined up waiting for their sandwich.
Yep.
You know, and there's like three people back there, like they're short order cooks in the old days, going 100 miles an hour.
Right.
And they're calling out their names. The guy's like, hey, that's me. Out the door, you know.
They're on their way to work. They got to get it quick.
Next, you're going to have to put a drive-through window.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know where you'd put it.
I don't either.
But, because I see people, and your customers, your people behind the counter, they know the customers. Yeah, you want this, and they ring it all up, and before the guy even orders. I've seen that, too. When I
very,
walk
very
in,
friendly, family-oriented stuff at both locations.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what people grew up to. You know, the old style, our parents grew up to that, and it's cool to offer that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know everybody. When I walk in there to get gas, they already know who I am. You know. Oh, yeah, Murphy. Or Radio Central, yeah, so we're going to do this for you, and you're on number three, and da-da-da-da. And they remember all that stuff.
Right.
So they do a good job.
Yeah.
All right.
They know their jobs well.
Yes, they do. When you talk about breakfast, what all do you make for breakfast?
Breakfast, we have breakfast burritos, breakfast sandwiches, or we have a breakfast special with us. Two pancakes, bacon or sausage, hash browns, and a small soda or coffee for $6.99.
And that you probably have to sit down and eat.
No, a lot of people get it to go.
Really? Well, if they're going to work and it's close by, I guess they would, yeah. But I think breakfast sandwich you could eat while you drive.
Right. But same with a burrito.
Yeah. But most of it, something like that, that's special. You might want to sit down and eat it.
Right.
So, and you've even got a seating area there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Because then the last time I go in, have you seen Jeffy? He's right over there. Sitting in that. You guys are over there in a meeting at one of those tables.
Yep.
So you got four tables there for the public, and there's one conference table.
Yeah.
And then Jeff's always at the conference table. He's having a meeting with somebody about something.
Always something.
I know. How many hours a week do you put in?
Not enough. There's never enough time.
Not enough?
Yeah. I could spend all
day. Is Dennis listening? Is that why that?
he's right there next to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there all day too, huh?
Yep. And Jeremy.
Yeah? Yep. So it's the three of you or the head honchos?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've met Jeremy yet.
He's always there. Well, real tall kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he related to Dennis? Is that what
he's
tall?
He's Dennis' son.
Ah, okay. Because Dennis isn't short.
No.
He's a tall guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a little older than me, I think.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But then he was out there building the drywall a couple weeks ago. He was out there. He was sanding the drywall one day when I went in there.
Yeah.
I said, he goes, I set up too fast. You know, well, that's what's going to happen when it's 110 and you're building. Yeah. But so the three of you are running it all.
Yeah.
And you know all about these off-road stuff. And
I can't say we're running it all. Without our employees and our staff, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're the honchos.
Correct.
The main dogs upstairs and keeping everybody there.
Yes.
So when I see you in the back cooking, are you there because someone forgot to show up for work?
Most of the time I'm just helping.
Oh, okay. You don't schedule yourself in there. You're just an extra body.
We try not to, but sometimes it has to happen. If somebody needs a day off or something, we'll fill in the spot. We don't have problems with that.
Okay. Now, does Dennis do that too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen him back there yet.
Yep.
All right. Well, I see him working, but I haven't seen him back there yet.
He likes the kitchen. It's kind of contradicting for his wife. She doesn't understand why he spends so much time in the kitchen at work, but never at home.
Well, that's most guys.
Right?
Although yesterday, and I know he's listening, I heard about this guy that his girlfriend is the chamber executive assistant. And yesterday the chamber director was here, and he was talking about her boyfriend because he gets up at 3:30 in the morning. But by the time she gets home from work, he has dinner made. What a freak. Who does that? You get up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work, and you still can have dinner ready when your wife gets home from work?
Right.
Now, that's unique, man. She better hang on to him, because I'm not doing that.
Oh, come on. You do it.
No.
What?
Well, my wife is an RN, and she gets home about 7 o'clock at night. I have something ready. From Carl's Jr., from Del Taco, from In-N-Out, from, you know.
Whatever you've passed by on the way home.
Yeah, or whatever she's texted me and said, here's what I want for dinner tonight, you know. She knows me. I'm not in the kitchen. I'm not a kitchen guy. I know where the water faucet is and the beer, but that's it, you know.
There you go.
I'm not a kitchen guy. All right, what have we missed here? What's the phone number out there at Mojave Power Sports?
It's 928-768. 1230.
1230. Okay. And you're open 5 days a week right now.
Monday through Friday from 7 to 4.
About a block off of 95.
Yep.
What used to be Jenner's. And you've got banners up there, so everybody knows it's a new business.
It's now Mojave Power Sports.
Yeah.
Stop by or call and talk to Veronica. Make an appointment.
Yeah, and you built a little office for her up front. That was nice.
Yep.
Okay. It keeps her a little bit away from the noise.
It does.
Yeah. Not much, but.
It does.
Yeah. And there were some walls in there before you got there, weren't there? Oh, no?
No, that was all wide open.
Oh, okay. Wow. And did you put in more roll-up doors, or were they already there?
Yeah, we put in three more. We're working on another three or four.
Oh, okay. To get everything in and out.
In the permit process of those.
Oh, yeah. That takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, that's county, right? So you have to go up to Kingman to submit those?
No, we can do most of it right here in town.
Oh, okay.
Down off of Hancock.
Oh, down there at that building. Okay, yep. where the supervisor is on Hancock.
Yes.
All right, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
So when do you think you're going to have display models and get into sales?
We're hoping around the first of the year. Hoping.
Oh, that's not very far away.
No.
So you could have off road before Christmas.
We're hoping.
Yeah, and then after the first of the year, you'll have watercraft, mm-hmm. boats, and personal watercraft.
Correct.
Wow. You're gonna turn this into a big business.
It's going to be huge.
Yes, it is. I see a lot of people working there.
Yeah.
And making things happen.
It'll happen.
Well, that's fantastic. All right. Have we missed anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. The store's 24 hours?
The gas station?
Yeah.
Is not. They're open from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, 5 to 10.
Seven days a week.
7 days a week. And then do you sell the high fuel for...
High octane fuel? No.
No? Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's in the works as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought I heard something about that one day when I was there, and that's what I thought,
Yeah, I think we were sitting down talking to our vendor about it.
Probably. No, back at the conference table.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by. And everybody knows now about Mojave Power Sports.
Thank you.
Super. Thanks.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Gene Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
For a fun middle-of-the-week relaxing lunch, you'll love the Mackay Cafe Turkey Melt. Hi, it's Laura with Mackay Cafe. We serve lunch daily until 2 p.m., but I gotta tell ya, Wednesdays are my favorite. This infamous Mackay Cafe Turkey Melt is piled with smoked turkey breast, bacon, avocado, onion, tomato, and covered with pepper jack cheese, all on grilled sourdough. Yum! And you can have your choice of fries or the onion rings. Go for the rings. It's lunchtime on the island next to the London Bridge, Mackay Cafe.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona. 928-444-1150.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Oh, hello, it's me again, the ads pay guy. So they want me to get up to speed. Well, up to speed at what? I have a fast car. They tell me they mean social media. I say social media. I'm a very social person. Now I know what ads pay means. All this Facebook and Twitter buzz, you know, it's all about the future, not last week. Then they let me sit in as they explain the results to customers. Oh, this is for real. And I'm impressed. And so are all the customers who listened. Ads pay and social media are both winners. Then there's me, of course, the ads pay guy. Thank you.
This is T.G. Lafredo. Join me for Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon. This week my guest is Dr. Kemi Edemosu. She's a doctor of pharmacy, and she's just completed her pharmacy residency at KRMC. We'll be talking about chronic lower back pain.
We make our own pain medicine in our body. Whenever we have any severe pain, our body tends to recruit all those endorphins so that we stop feeling the pain.
That's Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon, right here on KNTR.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
It's a happy Fractious Friday live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host on Speak Out 2.0. And our sponsors every single day is Perkins Family Restaurant, where, of course, you can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And they've got the pies and the muffins and the cookies. Oh, man, they are so tasty. And brownies, too. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where if you have a co-op connection card, you save money all over the area. You can save money at a doctor's appointment, dentist appointment, prescriptions, furniture, cars, food. Stop by and pick up a free connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. It's free and it saves you money. You can't beat it. Barron's Pest Solutions, where they, if you happen to have bugs at your house or spiders or blackbirds, scorpions, termites, or bees, and you want to get rid of them, you want to call Barron's. Barron's Pest Solutions, they can come out and spray and then set up a monthly deal where you never see them again. Well, those bugs and spiders and stuff. So call Barron's. Martin 20 Hyundai in Kingman, where we mentioned the other day when we had them on the air, they got an oil special, oil change for only $29.95, and a 30-point inspection on your vehicle. Those are the 30 things you never think about. So take your car into Martin Swanee's this weekend, get your oil change for $29.95, and a thorough inspection of your vehicle. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. They're on the second floor, and you can get your hair cut there. You can get a coloring, a tinting, a pedicure, body wax. And even if you need a massage this weekend, your shoulders are tight, your legs are tight, or something, you need a masseuse to take care of that, stop in to Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. The second floor in the Riverside, just down the way there from the movies. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they're right there on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead. You've seen them there for years. Silver Creek Road, right across from the hospital. And if you're looking for physical therapy, maybe you need inpatient physical therapy. somebody you know was in a car crash and the doctor said you got to do this, 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 and this, but they're not ready to come home yet, so they can go into physical therapy right there at Legacy and go through the physical therapy and then go home. Or if they need occupational speech therapy, they also have that there, and then it's a skilled nursing facility. Skilled nursing facility might be for that senior citizen that needs 24-hour care. And if someone you know needs that, go by and get a tour of the building. Check it out. All right? It's free. Just walk, get a tour. Walk in and say, I'd like a tour of the building. They'll give you a quick tour, and you'll see everything about Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair in Bullhead City. Joe and Jeff, they've been up there on the hill right there. They used to be by Kmart. We lost our Kmart, so now they're behind Hobby Lobby, and they're right there on that little hill. You can't miss them, the blue buildings. They do transmission work, AC work, tune-ups, brakes, you name it. And it's all family and all owned right there by Joe, and Jeff runs the automotive side. Joe runs the transmission side. Go up there and see him if you need some help. All right. It's now time for the community calendar. If you have something you would like on our community calendar, email it to me at TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, @gmail.com. If you miss something on here, I put all this stuff on our Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0. Don't forget, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center and the Bullhead City Fire Department, the Bullhead City Police Department, and the City of Bullhead City say, don't wreck your weekend. Remember to stay right on your personal watercraft. Remember, they don't have brakes. And keep distance from each other. If you do those things, you'll have a good, safe weekend and no tragedies. All right? Keep that in mind. Tomorrow night at the Edgewater in the E Center, Starship is here. Yeah, they're coming to Laughlin. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. If you need tickets, call 702-298-2453. And then there's a Kingman's Farmers Market tomorrow. And that's from 8 until noon at the Thunder Event Center in Kingman. We have a golf tournament fundraiser on Sunday for the military moms. Those are the people that put the flags up on the poles in Bullhead City. They also put the signs up for the military that are deployed. That's the military moms that do that. And it doesn't cost the family anything. So if you want to help out those military moms and you want to play golf on Sunday, call 758-3939. Next Friday, we have a blood drive. How come my birthday's not on here next week? That should be, that's a big major thing. The 31st, yeah, hit the 6-5, wow. Oh, okay, so back to the community calendar. Friday, there's a blood drive at the Bullhead City Health Club on Highway 95 in Fort Mojave. It's from 1 to 5, and that's Vitalant that puts that on. And if you want to call, make an appointment, 877-827-4376. Girl, love is fancy. Also, next Friday, and I'm the MC of this event, there's a fundraiser for Rod Caton at the Mojave Daily News, the reporter. He's getting a liver, but I'm not positive. I think it's a liver. Getting a new liver? No. You know, I'm trying to think, and I can't remember what it is. He's going to have a replacement surgery, and we're trying to raise a little bit of money for him. This will be a fundraiser at Coalview. Starts at 3 o'clock. If you have any questions, call Jacob Albeda at 201-2221. And then don't forget, the 3rd, which is a week from tomorrow, is the 75th annual Republican Picnic in the Walpine Mountains. If you have any questions, you call 758-4467. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity will be here shortly, right after the news and the weather. Paul Lavoie will bring you the weather, talking about the weekend weather. It's coming up. It's going to be hot and hopefully not more mugginess. And we had that rain yesterday. Could you believe that? In Bullhead City, rain? Yeah, I think it was a little bit of monsoon, but it didn't stick around very long. All right, everyone, have a super weekend. I hope you're safe out there. Have some fun. Take your kids to the park. Take them to the beach and enjoy yourself. I'll see you on Monday.